Scott Parkinson at the offices of the Club for Growth. We have, over the last few months, been keeping an eye on the state-by-state primaries that have been occurring. This past week, we had primaries in Arizona, and we're going to discuss the results with Scott Parkinson. Scott, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me back, Loman.
Arizona, a battleground state here, Scott. So what happens in Arizona matters to folks all across the country. A big U.S. Senate race. Want to fill us in on the result?
First, I think we wind back and we talk about Kyrsten Sinema just for 1 minute, because here was a woman, sort of a maverick of the Democratic Party in Arizona, trying to fill some of that John McCain vacuum that went away when he passed away. And she ultimately left the Democratic Party, became an independent, and Ruben Gallego announced that he was going to run for the United States Senate as a Democrat there. He ran unopposed in their primary. And earlier this year in March, you had Sinema basically decide, hey, you know what, I'm not going to run as an independent. I'm going to hang it up, and I'm going to totally retire. So it's gone from being a three-person race to now being just a two-person race. And this week, we had the Republican primary. Carrie Lake was the 2022 Republican nominee in Arizona for governor, and she lost that race by less than 1%, just a couple thousand votes among, I think, 2.5 million votes that were cast in 2022. And so Lake ran against Mark Lamb this time, and then another candidate got about 5%. Lamb ended up with 39% of the vote. Lake got 55%. She was strongly supported by Donald Trump and sort of the MAGA America First wing of the Republican Party. Carrie Lake has been just an incredibly strong communicator. I think that she's got the ability to spar with the media in a similar fashion than we sometimes see with Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis when they're willing to challenge the media's perception or narrative that's getting injected into a story. And so I'm excited about Carrie Lake being the Republican nominee. Ruben Gallego is somebody that has raised a boatload of money. He's raised over $32 million. The interesting thing about that is he does have, I think, about $9 million cash on hand. This is how the Democrats fund their candidates, right? They spend a lot of money to raise a lot of money, and then they end up having a little bit more of a surplus. Right now, Carrie Lake's probably sitting on $2.5 million or so, and she's raised about $10 million. But money matters in these races, and it's important to make sure that our Republican candidates are well-funded. We're excited about Carrie Lake flipping that seat.
There was also a key congressional race in Arizona.
Yeah, you might remember the so-called Vacate 8 included a couple of guys from Arizona. One of them received a primary challenger that was supposed to be backed by the Kevin McCarthy apparatus and sort of political power that surrounds him. And it was a candidate, believe it or not, his name was Jack Smith, and he was running against Eli Crane. Eli Crane is a member of the House Freedom Caucus. He's a Navy SEAL. He has been just a rock-solid conservative fighter, totally representing his district and not falling into anything that the Uniparty is trying to get him to cave on. Eli was endorsed by Club for Growth PAC, and Club for Growth Action supported him in the race. Ultimately, he won with 80% of the vote, sending a clear message to the swamp in Washington, D.C., that you can't take out Eli Crane.
We also have the impact here potentially, as I mentioned at the start, that this was a battleground state here, Scott. U.S. Senator Mark Kelly on the short list as VP potential candidates to run with Kamala Harris. At the time of this recording, no decision has been announced. Any potential impact of his being vice president on all of these races in Arizona?
Well, certainly if he's named the running mate for Kamala Harris, he will be a very, very strong candidate, and he will help them tremendously in Arizona. There's been a rumor this week that Kamala is going to make the announcement next week in, I think, Pennsylvania, and Mark Kelly said next week that he plans to be in Arizona. Now, they could be running one over on us, but obviously Josh Shapiro from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is on the short list, along with Tim Walz in Minnesota and Mark Kelly in Arizona.
Well, Josh Shapiro is a whole other story, which we may talk about in coming weeks. But let's turn now to the state of Missouri, Scott. They're going to be holding primary elections next week. Want to give us an overview of what's up for Missouri?
In Missouri, there's a few big races that I'm keeping my eye on. The first one is the governor's race. where you have Kehoe against Ashcroft and Bill Igel. Bill Igel is the conservative in the race. He's currently running in third place. But recently, President Trump endorsed all three of them. And you might remember that he did a co-endorsement for Eric in 2022 when Eric Greitens ran against Eric Schmidt. I think this is a situation where Trump has a lot of support in Missouri, and he doesn't really want to split that. We're getting later in the campaign with an August primary, but that governor's race is huge. And then when you swing down to the attorney general race, the incumbent Andrew Bailey is faced against Will Scharf. Club for Growth PAC and Club for Growth Action have been supporting Scharf in a big way. We're hopeful that he can pull out that win. That's going to be a really tight race. And then down in the 3rd Congressional District, there's an open seat to replace Blaine Lucemeyer. And Bob Onder is a former state senator. He is just a tremendous conservative, somebody that I personally support as well. Club for Growth PAC has endorsed him. And we're confident that Bob is going to be the next U.S. congressman from the 3rd Congressional District in the Show Me State.
We, of course, will have results from that primary next week. Also, next week, we will know who the Democratic nominee for vice president is. So tune in again next week, folks. It's going to be another interesting show with Scott Parkinson from the Club for Growth. And Scott, tell us a bit about the club.
Club for Growth is based out of Washington, D.C., and has over 550,000 members from all 50 states. If you want to sign up for free, just visit clubforgrowth.org.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, talk with you next week.
Okay, thank you.